"You mean," I said, "that such primitive methods are still all that they use?" "All," Captain Nemo answered me, "although these fisheries belong to the most industrialized people in the world, the English, to whom the Treaty of Amiens granted them in 1802. Yet it strikes me that diving suits like yours could perform yeoman service in such work." "Yes, since those poor fishermen can't stay long under water." On his voyage to Ceylon, the Englishman Percival made much of a Kaffir who stayed under 5 minutes without coming up to the surface. But I find that hard to believe. I know that some divers can last up to 57 seconds, and highly skillful ones to 87, but such men are rare, and when those poor fellows climb back on board, the water is coming out of their noses and ears is tinged with blood. I believe the average time underwater that these fishermen can tolerate is 30 seconds, during which they hastily stuff their little nets with all the pearl oysters they can tear loose. But these fishermen generally don't live to an advanced age. Their vision weakens, ulcers break out on their eyes, sores form on their bodies, and some are even stricken with apoplexy on the ocean floor. "Yes," I said, "it's a sad occupation, and one that exists only to gratify the whims of fashion. But tell me, Captain, how many oysters can a boat fish up in a workday?" "About 40,000 to 50,000. It's even said that in 1814, when the English government went fishing on its own behalf, its divers worked just 20 days and brought up 76 million oysters.